We continue in our readings in the book of Joshua with the last half of the eighth chapter. Jericho fell. Israel went immediately to the city of Ai, expecting the same thing to happen, only they were defeated. It was because a man named Achan had stolen some of the spoils from Jericho in disobedience to God's command. But now Achan has been judged. He and his family and all of his goods have been destroyed. Sin has been removed from the camp. And now victory is achieved at the city of Ai as Israel follows God's direction. God is in such control that he even specifies the exact moment when the counterattack is to take place. You can see that in verse 18. The destruction of Ai and its people, again, is God's judgment on the wickedness of those who had lived in Canaan. Israel languished in Egypt for 400 years, not because God couldn't figure a way to get them out of there, but because he was patient and long-suffering, waiting for the wickedness of the people of Canaan to reach its full. Keep that in mind for later. That judgment is further evidenced by the capture of Ai's king. Joshua has him hanged on a tree until evening. And as the sun sets, Joshua has him taken down. He had taken his body down. It is thrown into the entrance of the city, and then it is covered in a heap of stones. It's a testimony, an ongoing testimony to what had happened that day, Joshua says. Now, the hanging on a tree, by the way, was not the means of his death. He would have been killed first and then hung afterward. A gruesome warning to others of the consequences of breaking God's law. The hanging on a tree was a solemn sign that the king and all the people of the land were under God's judgment. Now, our hardness of heart may cause us to cringe when we speak of such things, but that's because we insufficiently are overwhelmed by the holiness of God's judgment. In fact, it's the very hardness of heart that caused God to give us another picture of his judgment when Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Savior, died hanging on a tree. Having become, Paul writes in Galatians, a curse for us. Reading then Joshua chapter 8, beginning in verse 18. Then the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out the javelin that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the javelin that was in his hand toward the city. And the men in the ambush rose quickly out of their place, and as soon as he had stretched out his hand, they ran and entered the city and captured it. And they hurried to set the city on fire. So when the men of Ai looked back, behold, the smoke of the city went up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that, for the people who fled to the wilderness turned back against the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had captured the city and that the smoke of the city went up, then they turned back and struck down the men of Ai. And the others came out from the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And Israel struck them down until there was left none that survived or escaped. But the king of Ai they took alive and brought him near to Joshua. When Israel had finished killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the open wilderness where they pursued them, and all of them to the very last had fallen by the edge of the sword, all Israel returned to Ai and struck it down with the edge of the sword. And all who fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, all the people of Ai. But Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the javelin until he had devoted all the inhabitants of Ai to destruction. Only the livestock and the spoil of that city Israel took as their plunder, according to the word of the Lord and that he commanded Joshua. So Joshua burned Ai and made it forever a heap of ruins, as it is to this day. And he hanged the king of Ai on a tree until evening. And at sunset, Joshua commanded, and they took his body down from the tree and threw it at the entrance of the gate of the city, and raised over it a great heap of stones, which stands there to this day. A reminder of the holiness of God, of his just judgment on our sin, and a warning to those who refuse to come to him in faith.